I'm Jeremy Shea with KTOO. The Ironman Alaska Triathlon in Juneau is less than 2 weeks away. Athletes are scrambling after Alaska Airlines notified them that bicycles shipped through them may not arrive in time for the triathlon. In an email to customers on Tuesday, Alaska Airlines said that applies to bikes checked as baggage or shipped by Alaska Air Cargo. The airline steered athletes to the Ironman organization to find other shipping options.
Invested a lot of training. It's a little frustrating to think of all the training I put in and this close, and then everything kind of raveled and fell apart at the last minute.
Suzanne Reinhardt is a college administrator in the Chicago area who's been doing Ironman races for a decade. Now 51, she says she was looking forward to doing her last full-length Ironman in Alaska. After she got the email from the airline, she looked into last-minute couriers. The options are limited and expensive. Some required disassembling the bike. Alaska Airlines offered her an earlier flight to Juneau to beat the rush, but that would mean spending a lot more on accommodations, taking more time off work, plus extra headaches coordinating with her travel companion. She decided to cancel her whole trip.
The bike thing was the last straw for me. So that was an absolute, at this point, I'm not going to put forth more money into it. And hassle because of the accommodations are really difficult, and not having a car and trying to coordinate, you know, rebuilding it and paying $1,000 maybe each way to get my bike back and forth.
Mike Arabia is still headed to the race from Southern California. He says he got similar quotes for shipping his bike from UPS and FedEx, but he was able to get an assurance in writing from an Alaska Airlines agent that his bike would arrive by Friday next week.
I'm going to have to cross my fingers and hope that this agent that I chatted with yesterday is correct and that my bike makes it there before race day.
Like Reinhardt, he's unhappy about the last-minute communication for a foreseeable problem. It's too late now, but affordable third-party options for shipping bikes are available with more notice.
Shame on Ironman. Shame on Alaska Airlines for not coordinating early.
Ironman did not immediately respond to a request for comment. In a statement, Alaska Airlines says they've been communicating with the Ironman organization for the last year with a goal to convey key travel information to athletes. The airline says its email to customers about bike capacity was a backstop, quote, in the event they had not heard from the Ironman organization. Other athletes do appear to be opting for some of those expensive shipping options. Ken Hill owns the shop Juneau Bike Doctor. He saw a thread about the bike issue on Facebook on Tuesday and offered up his shop as a place for people to send and store their bikes.
So we just decided to kind of put that out there and say, hey, if you need a place to ship to, we can at least receive it for you. The phone's been going crazy and our Facebook messages as well. I literally can't step away from my computer without it piling up.
Within 24 hours, he says 30 to 40 people took him up on the offer. He says he expects bikes to start showing up on Monday. Travel Juneau, Juneau's destination marketing organization, has been working closely with the race organizers. Executive Director Liz Perry says the race organizers and airline are working together to smooth things out. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.